The fight against tuberculosis has been given a boost with the signing of about 22 million euro grants between Ghana and the Netherlands. 7.56 million euros of the amounts will be used to provide infrastructure in both public and private hospitals. Signing on behalf of Ghana, the Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, said 52 digital imaging machines consisting of a combination of fixed units and mobile clinics will be installed in hospitals across the country to help in the early detection of the disease. According to him, TB, if detected early, will help curb the spread. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
According to the 2013 National Tuberculosis Prevalence Survey, 264 out of every 100,000 Ghanaians are affected by TB. However, when TB is timely diagnosed and promptly treated, it can be entirely cured and controlled from spreading. According to the Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, the cooperation with the Netherlands will enable Ghana to increase the detection rate to 85%. He said the digital imaging machines to be installed can be used to diagnose injuries from road accidents, trauma, cancer, among others. The doctors will also collaborate via satellite network. Mr. Segbefia said with the commencement of treatment, health facilities will be able to generate funds from the use of the machines.
The hospitals can charge for these general x-ray services, bringing significant income. So there will be IGF created for the hospitals, and there will also be employment created for the hospitals and for the country. These new machines that we are going to get into the country would bridge the gap for the detection rate in the country and also increase revenue generation. We hope to boost TB control by reaching greater than 85% detection rates, risk group screening, and halt the spread of multi-drug resistant TB, which is something that we have to look at very closely. In terms of the projects, there are three stems. We have the accelerating the TB detection with Netherlands. We also have improving quality care in selected districts in the Western region. And we also have a third, which is boosting reproductive and child health in Ghana.
The Netherlands ambassador in Accra, Hans Dokter, said his country is currently supporting activities in the field of sexual and reproductive health and rights. He said the project is an example of innovative investment in e-health.
As a Dutch government, we believe there's a lot of funding streams in health that could be further enhanced. And we're really pleased that the current government is really trying to reform the health sector to make it fund better and run better and provide better services for its people. What I also like about this project is that it's technologically innovative. A large number of the equipment is run on solar energy and doesn't need to be hooked to the grid, which is also very important in more remote areas, or if there's a power issue, the services can continue.